Good morning. So if we're walking down the street and we see this on the ground, what would we do?
If it's heads,
pick it up. If it's tails, will we pick it up? Maybe. Adam always picks up a penny. Heads, tails, he doesn't care. What can we get for a penny?
Nothing.
Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot. Okay, so if we see this lying on the ground, a quarter, what might we do?
Pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up. What could we get with a quarter?
Gumball.
A gumball, a piece of gum. That's right. Yeah, there are little boxes for 20. Like, you can get, like, little hard candies or little mints. Yeah? Yeah, and sometimes you can get, like, toys out of the, like, gumball dispenser. So you can get some things with a quarter. Now, if we saw this on the ground, what might we do? We definitely pick it up. Yeah? Okay, great. Okay, so what could you get with a dollar? If you could go to the dollar store, what would you get?
Anything.
I love it. That is sometimes true. So you can get like a whole legit candy bar for a dollar, or at the dollar store you can get a coloring book, or so there's a lot you can get for a dollar. And so if we see it on the ground, we might pick it up. And our scripture today, it talks to us a little bit about this. It says that whoever can be trusted with a little can be trusted with a lot. And whoever is dishonest with a little will be dishonest with a lot. And so I've got a few stories for you. So there's this man, and he's walking down the street, and he sees a book on the ground. And so he walks over to it and realizes it's like a planner or someone's appointment book. And inside it, it has $6, but it also has a driver's license. And on that, it says the person's name and their address. So if we found that, what might we do? Trey? Yeah, that's right. We'd know who it belonged to, so we wouldn't want to pick that up. We'd want to return it to the person. Exactly. So then there's another story, and a man walks by. Does anyone know what this is? It's kind of like a purse, and businesses, like you would put money in a purse, businesses might put money in this bag, and then they take it to the bank to deposit it. So unlike a purse that might have, like, I don't know, an umbrella in it, or a water bottle, or some snacks, it normally just has money in it. And so this guy is walking down the street, and he sees this money bag laying on the ground. So he picks it up, and he takes it home, and him and his wife, they count the money in there. $4,000. So there's no driver's license in there. And him and his wife are trying to figure out what to do. And they ultimately decide to call the police, and they let them know that someone is missing $4,000, a lot of money. And the police said, "What made you call us?" And they said, "It just felt like the right thing to do." And so luckily, they were able to find someone reported they had missing $4,000 in a bag that looked just like this. And you know what? The guy had dropped it right outside of his store. He'd worked at this place, he'd taken the money, he'd locked everything up, and before he got in his car, he dropped it before he could go to the bank to turn the money in. And if that guy who found it didn't return it, then he may have lost his job, because $4,000 is a lot of money. So, does anyone go to a school or do a sport somewhere where they have vending machines around? Yeah. Okay. And so there was a guy who was like 14-ish, and he was at school, and there was a vending machine. And on top of it, he was tall enough, maybe a few of you are tall enough, I don't know that I'm tall enough, that he could reach the top of the vending machine. And he saw that there was a plastic bag full of coins and money. It was like $100. It was a lot of money. And so what do you think he did with it? He didn't use it. No. He took it to the principal's office because he wanted to make sure it got in the right hands. And so it made me think about, you know, sometimes when we find a dollar on the ground, how we pick it up. But if we found a dollar on the ground right next to our teacher's desk, what would we do? Right. So if we think that it can go to someone, we want to make sure that it does. If we find something, we want to make sure we find out who it belongs to. And so we want to check with our teacher and make sure that it's his or hers and get returned to them. And so, yes, Trey? Exactly, exactly. What if there's something they need to pay for and they've been saving that up? And so we remember that if we can be trusted with a little, we can be trusted with a lot. And if we're dishonest with a little, that we can be dishonest with a lot. So can y'all put your hands together and repeat after me as we pray? Dear God, help us to be honest. Honest in the small things, so that we can be honest all the time. Amen.